Governor Doug Ducey suspended Uber's testing of autonomous cars in Arizona yesterday. He sent a letter citing the company's unquestionable failure to comply with Arizona safety's expectations for the industry. In a follow-up tweet, he said he brought self-driving cars here to the state to test and flourish, but public safety comes first, ending with, quote, "We will take strong action against any company or operator that does not demonstrate they are ready for prime time." Daisuke Wakabayashi has reported extensively on Uber for the self-driving car industry for the New York Times, and he joins us now. Welcome back to the show, Dai.
Thanks for having me.
So how will this move by our governor here in Arizona affect the kind of Uber versus Waymo ongoing competition to develop this self-driving technology?
I mean, I don't think all that much. You know, he grounded cars that were already grounded. And so, you know, by suspending Uber from testing vehicles in Arizona, you know, it's effectively not doing anything. But, you know, potentially it has an effect going forward if let's say the governor decides, even after the NTSB or the NHT, National Highway Safety Highway Board comes back with their investigation and says, you know, finds the company culpable. You know, if he decides that he's going to make that suspension into a permanent ban, you know, then obviously it has a significant effect. But, you know, I think Waymo is pushing ahead with their testing, and they're expected to roll out a service later this year with no driver in the car. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think ultimately it'll make a huge difference unless the governor decides to make a more permanent action against Uber.
Right. Arizona has been so, I guess, forward with its regulation of this. Like, we wanted every self-driving car company to come in. We opened the doors, rolled out the red carpet for these companies. Mm-hmm. What do you think this means for regulation going forward, and how other states and other state legislatures, state governors might react in terms of how they want to regulate these things?
I mean, I think what's interesting about even the governor's letter yesterday is how reactive it is. And so, you know, the last thing you guys read out, I think, was that, you know, if other car companies don't take the same priority, we'll take the same action. But again, that's a reactive thing. You know, instead of saying we're going to go and investigate other companies and make sure that they're testing according to, you know, standards, he's instead choosing to wait until, you know, God forbid another mm-hmm. awful incident takes place. And so I do think other governors and other states will probably take notice and implement kind of tougher regulations up front self-driving car companies mm-hmm. before they're allowed to test on public roads.
All right. That's Daisuke Wakabayashi with the New York Times. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Dai.
Thank you.
Now we turn to an attorney who has talked with us in the past about the sharing economy and has written a book about equity crowdfunding to ask how Uber's shutdown might affect Arizona. Jonathan Friedkin is with Radix Law in Scottsdale. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so let's talk briefly about this. Are there any federal laws right now surrounding self-driving cars? And is this something you could see being put in place now in anticipation of maybe further risks to come?
Well, there's no question that there's going to be regulation, obviously, at the federal level at some point. Right now, Arizona is kind of this great place to experiment, and unfortunately, we're bearing the cost of that, too. So there's no question there will be regulation. Something like this always creates some, and I think that we'll start seeing that both at state levels and then, obviously, at the federal level, too.
Now, Governor Ducey has wanted Arizona to be a leader in the so-called sharing economy. This could be seen as just a little bit of a glitch, a little bit of a hiccup. Could it possibly be more than that? And did Arizona jump in a little bit too quickly with both feet?
Well, I mean, look, there's no question that that self-driving cars have proven themselves overall to be a lot safer than cars with human drivers in them. This is obviously a terrible situation, but it is the first and only so far. And so I don't expect that Arizona is going to take a huge step backward from being a leader. But obviously, there's going to be a lot more scrutiny moving forward.
And is that scrutiny something that we should have had in place before? Or do you think it was okay to say, let's give this a shot? I'm not saying let's paint Governor Ducey making a huge mistake here, but should there have been a little bit more regulation, a little bit more eyesight on this before?
Well, I think part of this is we're going to see, right, in the sense that The cars did have video. They do have computers, and we are going to be able to see kind of what went wrong. There's always concern when there's new things like this, right, that something's going to go wrong. But then the question is, who's better able to assess that, the state of Arizona or the technology professionals at Uber, or whether it be at Waymo for Google or these other companies that are experimenting here in Arizona? And that's the big question. Who is in the best position to set up the rules?
And Jonathan, just one more question for you. As we know, and as you implied there, technology is always ahead of the law. Do you see states doing things to buffer themselves against lawsuits from the tech that they do want to keep encouraging and keep growing?
Yeah, well, I mean, one thing that has been really interesting is how quickly that these car companies have been ready to embrace the risk. In other words, saying, look, we know that there might be something that goes wrong for various reasons, and we're willing to take that on. And that's kind of interesting. You know, usually we have these companies that come in with new things. They don't have a lot of financial backing. They don't have the ability to take on the risk. But these big car companies, Uber and Google, they're able to handle it, and they've decided to go forward with it. And so that's encouraging.
Jonathan Friedkin of the Radix Law Firm in Scottsdale. Jonathan, thanks for joining us today.
No, thank you so much.